Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. So I spoke with Jim Rogers for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half last night, and I had several questions for him that are very relevant to the day and age in which we live with Russia and Ukraine and the stock market. And, you know, what do you do? I asked him specifically if he was buying Russia and what his strategy was there. Obviously, he was paying very close attention to what was happening. He has been for a few weeks, just like all of us. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag on that one. I'll leave that as kind of a cliffhanger. But probably an even more important question that I asked him, where I will share the answer with you, is I said, Jim, how do you personally, after all these years and investing in all of these political or geopolitical environments, how do you sift through all the propaganda to find out the truth? And he kind of chuckled a little bit and he said, well, that's actually a very, very good question. And he said it's something that he's actually trying to teach his two daughters right now as we speak. I don't know if he's using Russia as an example of propaganda. I would assume that he is. We didn't go into detail there. But he said the trick that he has learned throughout his, we'll call it 50 years plus of investing around these geopolitical events, is you've got to look at it. You've got to read the media. He said read, but you've got to watch the media from both sides. He said, because the U.S. is going to feed you BS propaganda. The Russians are going to do the exact same thing. The Ukrainians are going to do the exact same thing. And the British, it's all governments are the same. They're all going to feed you this nonsense propaganda. I think that saying is very true. And we highlighted this last night. The first casualty of war is the truth. So he said, what you do is you watch the media from all sides. He said, preferably like four or five different sources from four or five different countries. He said, read all of it or watch all of it. And then you'll get a feel for what are the common denominators, what sounds right, what seems like they're exaggerating or trying to use hyperbole. You know, what gives you kind of that that sensational feel? And I mean, I've pointed this out several times with the U.S. media and what's happening around Russia and Ukraine, how it's just, I remember, you know, the first thing that really struck me is when the media, and this was prior to the invasion, I think, when the media came out and said that Russian soldiers were using Tinder to try to hook up with Ukrainian gals as they're going in on their jeeps or tanks or, you know, however they're getting into the country. I was like, what? Like, okay, A, how do you know that? And then B, why is that even relevant to anything? Like, why does that matter? And that was the first time that kind of my spidey senses went on and said, wait a minute, this sounds like, you know, what they did back during Iraq, where they're trying to just use these crazy stories that really don't matter to try to get us to hate someone. It seems like a movie plot where they're trying to use character development to get us to not like the bad guy. And then, of course, going back to what we have all dealt with the media during the Cerveza sickness for the last 2 years, I'm like, well, this seems like exactly what they did to, you know, Malone or McCullough or, you know, a lot of these people that they tried to demonize. It's just these kind of nonsensical stories that really do nothing but try to stoke emotion and anger and hatred. And, but anyway, I mean, it's gotten far worse since then, in my opinion. And, but that's expected. This is nothing new. Jim Rogers said, nothing new at all. In fact, he gave me examples going back to Rome and ancient Greece, where they did the exact same things. So the point is, all media is bad. I'm not saying it's just the United States. And all governments are bad. I'm not saying it's just the United States. I'm just saying that if we truly want to find the truth, you're going to have to really get creative. And you're going to have to try to read Russian propaganda. Try to read BBC. Try to read Al Jazeera's. The mainstream media here in the United States. Try to just read it all or listen to it all and piece it all together. And that's the only way you can try to distill down what is actually true and get rid of all the emotional hysteria and noise. And I thought that was very, it seems obvious, but at the same time, insightful. And at the same time, how many of us actually do that? Like, I've never done that. I've never gone and tried to look up the Russian media sources until last night after I got off the line with Jim. That's exactly what I did. And I know that I looked at the Moscow Times, I believe, and that seemed to be just as sensational as the U.S. media. And I remember hearing that they actually do have some of their media sources that are that really are anti-Putin, oddly enough, because almost like Trump, you know, with the media with Trump. I was going to say oddly enough with the media, you know, really pandering to Biden. But then I saw one of their government media sources. It was like TASS or TSS or something like that. And that seemed to be more just kind of towing the line with the Russian government view. And oddly enough, I mean, I know it's propaganda, but oddly enough, it seemed to be very straightforward and matter of fact. And it seemed to be far less emotional than even the Moscow Times, and definitely what we see in the United States and in Britain. So, you know, for me, I'm not saying that I believe that at all. I know it's propaganda, but for me, I gravitate towards media sources that are straightforward and just here's the news. I mean, maybe that's the way I was raised. I remember, you know, watching the news as a kid. And that's what it was. It was very, I'm not saying that they didn't have propaganda back then, obviously it did. But the news was more just here's what's happening instead of here's what's happening and here's our view and here's what we want you to think about it. Or the media was reporting the news. They weren't creating the news, which is what you see today. So that's something that I'm going to continue to do, not just with Russia, but with everything moving forward, because I believe we're going into a political landscape or geopolitical landscape moving into the late 2020s and into 2030, where, you know, if we're at the end of a fourth turning, which I think is what we're seeing, we've really got to be privy to this. And I think the censorship and the propaganda, not just internationally, but domestically, is going to get far, far, far worse. I think what we're seeing with the Cerveza sickness in Russia, I think it's just the beginning. I think it's just going to get as insane as it feels right now, or it seems, I think it's going to get far more insane. So for us to hone the skill of finding truth, I think is extremely important. And something we need to practice starting right now. So this is the second page. And we can see you start off with, and I'm just going to read the titles. So major European trucking firm hit with fuel shortage after Ukraine invasion. Okay, and so then this is where my spidey senses start to kind of perk up here. Russia denies bombing maternity hospital in Mariupol, calling it fake news. I would try to find this on Al Jazeera. I'd try to, you know, what is the, I know I read this on the Russian propaganda site last night, and obviously they're calling it fake news. I mean, where I go first with this is why. Why, how does this benefit, if this is true, how does it benefit Russia achieving their objectives? You know, you could say, well, they're doing this so Ukraine gives up faster or something. I don't know. I don't know. This something seems off with this, but that's just my first take. You know, I could be wildly wrong, but that's my first take. But my point here is this is what Jim Rogers is encouraging us to do, not just go to Zero Hedge, but to look at a story like this and try to read this from several different sources in multiple countries. Another reason I do not believe anything that comes out of the United States media is just this. I mean, I've said it over and over and over again. Guys, these politicians are sociopaths, and you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. I don't care if they're on your team. You might be Team Biden or Team Democrat, Team Progressive, therefore you like Biden, or you may be Team Republican, so you like Trump, or you like whoever, fill in the blank, right? But what you've got to realize is they're all full of it. They don't care about you. They don't care about your belief system. They're just telling you what you want to hear. And when push comes to shove, they have no backbone. They have no morals. They have no ethics. And we can see this. I mean, Biden sit there and, you know, slamming you know, the oil producers here. Now all of a sudden he's slamming the shale producers for not increasing their output. I mean, come on. Like, how can you trust this person? How can you trust their administration? How can you trust the media that panders to them? How can you trust the media that these politicians have in their back pocket? I mean, I just can't understand how any person that is using critical thinking to the slightest degree can trust what these people do or say, or what they claim is their priorities or their objectives. I mean, it's all just complete BS. And there you have Wall Street pushing for ESG. And where I go with this is again, you've got these politicians and central planners, authoritarians that are trying to push the world in this direction. And you may say, well, that's a good thing. Okay, it's fine. But they don't care about this. They're just trying. And Wall Street's a good example of that. If you don't think the politicians are in bed with Wall Street, you're crazy. It's the media. They're all one and the same. They're three peas in a pod, if you will. But of course, the politicians are doing the exact same thing. So is as a means to an end. They don't care about global warming. They don't care about the oceans. They don't care about polar bears. They don't care about ice caps or icebergs or anything. No, they just simply care about usurping power and control. And they're just going to use ESG or whatever the buzzword of the day is to try to further their objectives, just like they're going to try to use a crisis to further their objectives. And here, you know, Glenn Greenwald, I don't know if you follow him, but he's bringing up some interesting topics. And I'm not saying this is true or false, but it's something we need to look into using Jim Rogers' strategy, where, you know, we're talking about Ukraine biolab bombshell. I don't know. Maybe that's just Zero Hedge being hyperbolic, but it's something you should put on the list to research and see what other countries and other media sources are saying about this.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
Here's another reason why I don't trust the U.S. or the West as far as I can throw them, because they're just going down this path of complete cancel culture. Well, the same thing we have seen over the past few years here in the United States. And we know that in the United States is wrong. So the same people that are going after like this Formula One driver, well, those are the same people that have been wrong here in the United States about the Cerveza sickness. So I didn't trust those people then, and I don't trust them now. You know, flagging free speech. So basically what happened is this Formula One kid, I guess his dad or something is a Russian oligarch. So the Formula One team, I guess, dropped him. Russian driver was dropped by Haas. Yeah, Formula One team. It's just bottom line. This makes me trust the U.S. media and the cancel culture people even less. You know, any time that I see cancel culture or going after a specific group, my first impression is that group is telling the truth, or that group is correct somehow, right? And I'm not saying that Russia is correct or anything, but in what they're doing, but it makes me second guess, you know, why not just second guess the narrative, but if they're saying is that something is misinformation or disinformation, it makes me want to look into that. And my first impression of that quote unquote misinformation as it's being labeled is that it most likely is the truth. So, and again, I don't want people to conflate that with me believing that that what Russia is saying is true, or me backing Russia or agreeing with what they're doing. It's just simply, it seems like whatever is labeled misinformation, at the end of the day, you know, 6 months, a year later, when we look back, we're like, wait a minute, that really wasn't misinformation. And there was something to that, whether it is the Cerveza sickness at the very beginning, whether it was lab leak, whether it was, you know, the efficacies of the medicines, the boosters, the mandates, the, you know, just the list goes on and on and on and on about how this was quote unquote, you know, misinformation, which we know today is absolute truth. So Ukraine crisis strains Beijing's commercial ties with Moscow and Kyiv. I mean, this doesn't surprise me, but again, I would want to get several sources on this. And then you see that RT got basically canceled, which is Russian television. And I've been on RT several times. I thought they were great. They're very nice to me. And I thought at least the shows that I was on were seemed to be pretty objective. But regardless, what Jim Rogers wants us to do or suggested doing is looking at all media sources, even if it is the opposite propaganda, to try to distill down what is actual truth. And if one side or both sides are banning or effectively banning, you know, through the pressuring corporations and whatnot, are effectively banning the ability for one side to hear the other side. I mean, to me, that just proves that the side that's doing the banning is trying to leverage propaganda. And if both sides are banning the other side's media, then it's them basically coming out and announcing that they want to manipulate their people into believing what they want them to believe. This is the last thing that I'm going to bring up on this live stream, guys. This gentleman, John Marsheimer, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but he has come out and, you know, he doesn't condone what Russia does at all, as obviously none of us do. But he says, well, wait a minute here. Let's look into what actually happened and what preceded the invasion. And what you'll see is that his opinion is, and he's got a lot of credentials, is that the United States has really been poking the stick here. And they've been trying to, or poke the Russia with a stick. They've really been trying to stoke the fire. And based on the United States history, this would not surprise me. I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying this. I'm personally going to look into this further, and because he has a view that's dissenting from the mainstream narrative. The mainstream narrative is simply, this is totally unprovoked. Putin is a complete madman, and he's got, Genghis Khan type complex, and he's just trying to expand Russia and take over Europe, and doing the same things that Hitler did, and this was completely unprovoked. Now, obviously, uncalled for. I'm not saying that what Putin has done or Russia has done is right. Obviously, I'm a libertarian. I dislike all war, all invasions, but I'm not naive enough to believe that the United States might not have, I'm not naive enough to believe that the United States didn't do anything over the past decade that might cause Russia to be a little uneasy about what was happening in Ukraine. One thing they talk about is, a potential or a coup that took place or allegedly took place in 2014 in Ukraine that was set up by the United States. And I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me. And I think what I'm really going to be looking for coming up here to determine truth, just like Jim Rogers was trying to encourage us to do, is see if this Marsheimer gentleman is the next Robert Malone. I've got a feeling this is what you're going to see. And you guys know what happened to Robert Malone. He came out with a dissenting view, and he got banned everywhere, YouTube, Twitter. He was persona non grata. The media attacked him and tried to disparage him and tried to ruin his credibility, and they tried to do everything they possibly could to demonize this person and to label him as misinformation and disinformation. And I'm concerned here that they're going to be doing the same thing with this John Marsheimer guy. And if they do, then in my opinion, and I'm not saying he's accurate here. But if the media goes after him, that's kind of a signal to me saying that he might be onto something. All right, guys, that was Jim Rogers' advice. I think it's great. I think that all of us should be looking at all resources or as many as we can, trying to find media outlets in maybe four or five different countries, understanding that it's all propaganda, not just the U.S., Russia, everywhere. It's all propaganda, but we have to pay attention to it and hear all of these stories and all these different angles to try to distill what is actually true. And at no time in my life, I think, has understanding and finding out truth been more important. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.